Missionary Enterprises, once again, Missionary Aid International. And once again, God's World of Aviation. This is part 10. This is our 10th video we're doing. And so I just wrote here, welcome to the world of social media. So we're live streaming on Facebook today, once again. Haven't done a live stream in a while. And so this is because we're back at Aviation World, and also Pearson International Airport here in Mississauga, Toronto, Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. So I found a very interesting article just the last couple days. I was looking for some good notes for concerning the aviation world, the aviation industry, I should say. And I found a very interesting article concerning here in Canada, not necessarily just Pearson, but Canada in general, even though I just did a video. We'll be making that. We'll be making a video out of that, what I recorded the last week when I came out here at AV World and Pearson, concerning this airport being the most, it was really had a lot of high ratings concerning all of airports in all of North America. So I just wrote the article here is the importance of air transport or aviation industry to Canada. So this is the actual article, and I just took some highlights out of it, and that's what we're gonna do. Highlights or key points from this article. Very interesting. Very, 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 very interesting. This may be in the way a little bit. My little furry friend. I'll just take him off. There. It's not too windy out, so we're not too bad. So number one is the air transport sector supports jobs. Airlines, airport operators, airport on-site enterprise, restaurants, retail, aircraft manufacturers, and the air navigation service provider employing 241,000 people just here in Canada. All right, and I'm going somewhere with this concerning the kingdom. Number two, in addition, by buying goods and services from local suppliers, the sector supported another 146,000 jobs. Okay, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of money, but it's a lot of people. Number three, on top of this, the sector is estimated to support a further 55,000 jobs through the wages it pays its employees, some or all of which are subsequently spent on consumer goods and services. Number four, foreign tourists arriving by air to Canada who spend their money in the local economy are estimated to support an additional 190,000 jobs. Okay, we're talking about people here, we're talking about money, all right? Number five is, in total, 633,000 jobs are supported by air transport and tourists arriving by air. All of this, I wrote here, all of this generating billions every year, all right, concerning the economy. All right, so let's look at something else here concerning the article. Very interesting here. Top five international tourist arrivals, all modes of transport by country of residence. The top five, this doesn't include other ones, but the top five only is United States of America, United Kingdom, China, France, and Germany. All right? So number B here, top five again. That doesn't exclude other ones, but just the top five. Busiest direct flights arrivals. United States, Mexico, Cuba, United Kingdom, and People's Republic of China. Number C, top five again, top five. That means there's other ones, but the top five, busiest air cargo routes are People's Republic of China, United States, United Kingdom, Germany, and Japan. And number D, number of international city pairs direct service in the top 10. Top 10, meaning there's others, but the top 10 countries by passenger numbers in the world, starting with United States, covering 223 different metropolitan cities. People's Republic of China, 15 metropolitan cities. The next one is Japan. How much is Japan? 5. United Kingdom, 7. India, 12 metropolitan cities that we have to do with directly. Indonesia, then we've got Spain, 21 metropolitan cities. Germany, 1. Brazil, 3. And France, 13. 13. All right. So my final comment, I'm making it just a short exhortation. My final comment concerning all of this is what? Let's go back to what I taught on this concerning a few years ago when I started doing this whole aviation industry, God's world of aviation, based upon Genesis 1, 26 to 28. Let's start with verse 26. God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, after our likeness, and let them," see, from God to man. God gave us the dominion. "Let man have complete authority, dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the beasts, over all of the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth." Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of likeness of God, he created him. Male and female, he created him. All right? Three times we got the word create in verse 27, and he just mentioned verse created, make in verse 26, putting emphasis on that. Verse 28, and God blessed them, blessed man, and said to them, "Be fruitful, be multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, using all of its vast resources in the service of God and man, have dominion over all the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth." All right? So let's move on to the New Testament. Now, what we just read there is not the Old Testament. That's before the Old Testament. That's the original creation, before man fell. So Colossians, let's look at Colossians 1, chapter 1, verse 16, and then verse 20. "For it was in him that all things were created in heaven and on earth, things seen and things unseen, whether thrones, dominions, rulers, or authorities, all things were created and exist through him by the service and intervention in and for him." Right? That goes back to what we just read in Genesis. Verse 20. "Because of the fall, and God purposed that through, by the service, the intervention of him, the Son, all things should be completely reconciled back." Completely. Not some of it, all of it. Reconciled back to himself, whether on earth or in heaven, as through him the Father made peace by means of the blood of the cross, the substitution. Let's go to Proverbs 13:22. This is a big verse. "And the wealth of the sinner," 13:22b, "and the wealth of the sinner finds its way eventually into the hands of the righteous for whom it was laid up." The Lord gave me this verse years ago in conjunction with Matthew 6:32 and 33. 32, Matthew 6:32. "For the Gentiles, the heathen, wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows well that you need them all." Verse 33, "But seek, aim at, and strive after first of all his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things," what things? The things that the Gentiles seek after, all these things, all of it, not some, all of it, "taken together will be given you besides." And when he gave me that, he said, The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous is found in Matthew 6:33. That's what he told me. All right. So I've been renewing my mind to that for quite a few years now. And I'm about to walk in it even more so. So anyhow, I wrote here for my final note is that we're running out of time. Not time here on the battery, but we're running out of time on this earth to get the work done. We're running out of time. So it's time we get our act straight. And I just encourage everybody by when I do my videos, I always encourage people by saying that to walk, we need to walk in the fullness of the grace of God. We need to walk in the fullness of it. The fullness of it. Okay? So amen and shalom. Thank you very much for your time.